Shabbat Yudei Torah Mashda Chaf Dalet of Tavshinayim Vav Rav Pinchas Shnei Melk.
Torah Kedosha starts this week. Raya Noichi Noisen Lefnaichem Hayoim Brucho Eklul. It's a brucha she tishmen. Do many explanations on this. One of them, Shleitem Baimaim Chaim, beautiful word. Enoichi is roimers of gaius, conceit. When a person is conceited.
Conceited.
A balgave, everyone knows what it means. Enoichi, I once heard from Tzklen Rebbe of Choyin Lavruche to explain, the Gemara says, ask the steer. One pusuk says the simcha ma'ase yoise. The other pusuk says meshabayich ani es ha-simcha. And for the gemurah kam besimcha shel mitzvah, kam besimcha she'ayin shel mitzvah. Shabayich ani es ha-simcha is a simcha shel mitzvah. So he asked, where is merimis in the pusuk meshabayich ani es ha-simcha that it's about the simcha shel mitzvah? Shabayich ani es ha-simcha. He says it's known in Chassidus Sforim. Now the word ani is roimers on the Shechina. The Shechina is called ani. So he explained, why is the Shechina called ani? Because the only, not a person, can't even a person on the Shechina. Any human being can't say ani, I. What's I? Who are you? You're nothing. Only the Shechina, Gdoshi, can be called ani. And he gave a story that Balatanya, as a young man, once came to his Rebbe, the Rebbe Rebbe, Mezrit Shemagid. He knocked on the door, and the Rebbe asked him, who's there? He said, ich. So, the Rebbe told him to go and travel to Epsadov, a little village. We all know, the Rebbe says, you don't ask questions. He went there. I think there was up to Bris. And after the Bris, they were looking at the cutlery, and a silver spoon was missing. They looked around, who could have taken the silver spoon? Oh, they saw playing a man. From there, wasn't from here, most probably he took it. They took him over and they started lashing in him. And he said, no, not nicht ich. Noch eins, nicht ich. Another one, 10 times, till they let him go. He went back to the Rebbe Rebbe, so he told him, now you understand. For saying once ich, you have to say 10 times nicht ich. So he explained ani. So he explained as ani is roimers of the Shechina. But only the Shechina, Gdoshe, can say ani. That Mishabayach ani es, the Gemara darshent in Sikke, es haptufel lepsuroi, es besuroi b'maim. If it's together. If ani es ha-simche, if the Shechina is together with the simche, then it's Mishabayach ani. That's very good, because Rashi says, kikon simche schus and kale. Ish veish ezuche Shechina shchriye b'naim. So basim chesrus and kale, there's an ani. Hakapunim,
the hill did zuket. An ani can happen.
Yeah, chlach bald masbeza. So ani is roimers of the Shechina. A fake tzeigit. Rabbi Kiva asked a very good question. Hillel said, "Im ein ani, im ani kan akelka." So chlach zuga teretz ochet, achsidische teretz. But then Rabbi Yosef Engel, Rebbe, the Baini Akudish, used to say Oimer Ani. The Gemara says Mishemes Rebbe Botla Anuve. Umar Rav Yosef Altisna Anuve Deika Anu. It's a word from Einer von der Tzadikin. You can't say on Rebbe Anuve because he used to say Ani. Oimer Ani. Altisna Anuve Deika Anu because he said Ani. That's Rav Yosef Engel in the Seifer Beise Oitze. What's the explanation? At the Gemara says, "Mes Rebbe Botla Anuve Oimer Ani." Just the opposite. Ani is roimers of the Shechina. Where Rebbe was speaking, he said, "It's not me. I'm nothing. It's just the Shechina Gdoshe." He was butl im vittel completely to the Shechina. So whatever he said, he says, "No, not me. Oimer Ani." The Shechina says. So this is pshat. What Hillel said, "Im Ani kan, the Shechina is the Hakol kan. Ani the Shechina." So Anoichi is roimers of gaius. A person feels very good about himself. But Ani it's like a very bad. The Gemara says, "Abal Gave, Oyma Kudesh Baruchi, Ayna Ni Vehi Yechoyin Lude Mudereichot." Kviyuchol the Rebbe Yisraelim says, "I can't live with him. I can't live with such a person." But it's very good sometimes. You need it. Every midah that there is useful. Every single midah, even apikorsis, tzaddikim say, is useful. How? If someone comes to you, he hasn't got any money, please help me. Ah, don't be worried. The Rebbe Shlomo will help you. The Rebbe Shlomo, no Rebbe Shlomo now. Forget the Rebbe Shlomo. You have to help him. You have to have a because sometimes. Then it's come all betuchen, as they say, Yerem Scheshm. Every midden in the world, someone said, a krimikop. What do you need a krimikop for? Because sometimes you see someone do something. Sometimes the only way to be done yen lekavtschis is with a real krimkeit. So you need a krimkop sometimes. Tzaddikim say, everything in the world is useful. You need it sometimes. Gaius, ani, is very important. The Gemara says, chayiv udem loyme b'shvili nivro oilem. You got a big lesson about gave. The whole world was created for me. What I mean, Gaius is this. And chai udem loyme. You have to say it. Why? So trasha. Trasha from blood. So, person wants to do something that he shouldn't do. Wants to do an avaira. Says, me? How can I do something like that? The whole world was created just for me. And I'm going to let myself down to such sort of things? Such sort of behavior? To speak such a language? How can I do it? The whole world was made for me, the Rasha says. So the Noichi is a very important aspect of Avodas Hashem. You need it, but you have to use it in the right way. So the Baimam Chaim says, Raya Noichi, the Inyan for the Noichi, for Gaius, is Noisen Lefnaichem Haim Brucha Eklul. It's sometimes a Brucha and sometimes a Klule. Es a Brucha Asher Tishmen. If you use it for Avodas Hashem, it's very good. We saw it many times, the Grested Tzaddikim, who sometimes used to say about themselves that that's nothing, but nothing. And sometimes they spoke about themselves, because you need both midas. Viola Ramosha Feinstein, the Chloin of Ruche, was a typical UNEF. Who wasn't so typical, actually. He thought nothing about himself. He was once walking in the street, and someone drove past the car and stopped the car, and says, Moshe, come here. Because, of course, there was a little child called Moshe walking in the street, and it was his son of this driver, and he calls him, Moshe, come here. And a Moshe fighter turns around and goes to the car. So, got a shock. And Moshe said, so Moshe, you called me. He said, what? I called my son. And then, I don't understand, he said to the Moshe fighter, how could you have a minute? I called you. I didn't even see Reb Moshe. Ah, said Moshe. These things don't bother me. So someone said, okay, let's say that people doesn't bother. But why should you think that Yen is calling you? As a father once told someone about a certain Chinese, he said, listen, I want to show you something. And he turns around and calls that person, Reb. And Yen doesn't turn around. And then he said, Haraf! And suddenly he heard. So why did he hear Moshe Feinstein when he said Moshe? He heard. It didn't mean anything. It didn't mean anything to him. It meant nothing. We don't understand it. How can it be a Rabbi Shal Yisrael to think that someone is going to call him Moshe? But in one tshiva he writes to someone, and he writes these words. How are you trying to compare to me? My mind is kiloy toire. My cycle is just Torah. I've never in my life read a newspaper. I've never looked into any magazines. So the whole cycle of mine, the whole brain, is just Torah, Dick. Whereas you have got your cycle from everywhere and anywhere. So how can you compare to me? How can you argue with me? That's what he writes in Achiever. The same person that turned around when it was called Moshe, right? That you can't compare to me because my cycle is Torah, Dick. Because in Avdas Hashem, you need both things. But come to the word, for a mile from Mishlana, in Pashas Chika, so is Chika Satoire, Rashi said, Shasuten ve imes oile moinem es Yisruel, laime, ma mitzvah azois, ima tam yeshbo. Lefich akusiv bo chike, gzayri imel funai, vaeinlich ure shis leharar achrei, zalushin of Rashi. He says, a mensch, someone wants to go to Davin. Wants to Davin. So the Sutton, he's got all sorts of ways. Chazal say, Shiva Shaimus Yeshmele Reyaitzahore. Why did he have 7 names? Because he changes his name. He constantly changes himself. The vort of the Avdenizer, the Malach, the Yaakovine fought with the Malach, Yesh Omrim Ketalmet Chuchem Nidmeloi, the Yesh Omrim Kamuret Nidmeloi. So he says, the Yaitzahore has got 2 ways. Sometimes he comes to a person and tells him, you still have to learn? You're such a great Talmud Chochem. You don't call a Torah killer. Relax. It's time enough. Sometimes he goes to the person, what? You're opening a Gemara? You are Amura, it's what you are. You'll never grow to be a Talmud Chochem. You did nothing anyway. Sometimes get Talmud Chochem in the loy, and sometimes Kamura. He tries all sorts of ways. Sheva Shaimus Yeshloy. Like Mstrifke Rebbe, Zachary Levorcha used to say, the Gemara says in Pukabach Menivel Zeh, Menivel is not one of the 7 names. It's a new name. So she'd have 8 names. The Yitzhahorek comes with all sorts of names. Tell him, listen here, Menivel, just go away from me. You're a Menivel, I don't want to see you. Because you never know who you're handling with. So I can put him, before a person learns, it davens, he comes to the person and says, you're going to daven. Who are you? Who needs your davening? Who's interested in your davening? You think that a boy Shloilem can't be without your davening? You say, I can't have my own davening. Don't need you. After davening, he comes and says, oh, ah, did you daven today? Ah, it must have something, must spalt in the himlin. Such a davening. So this is Pshat and Kosi. The Imes Oil and Moinem is Yisroel. Before the mitzvah, they say, Ma mitzvah zois. What connection have you got to the mitzvah? Why are you going to daven? Why are you going to learn? Who needs it? Afterwards, they say, Ma tam yeshbo. Oh, this was really great. A great davening. So the answer is, Gzairi melfunai. Before the mitzvah, you tell the Yetzer, I'm not interested. The Rebbeinu told me to daven, I'm going to daven. Ve'ainlechu reshis leharer achreyu. But after the mitzvah, you shouldn't be mehar how good it was. That's what it says. Who says sutin melfenaini emachrei? There's a sutin before the mitzvah, there's a sutin afterwards. A person has to know his greatness, has to know his potential. This is not a person that has an issue to say. If a person who knows Shas, and you ask him, you know to learn? Me? Nothing. I know nothing. This is not Anove. This is a shaker. He's a liar. You have to know what you are. You have to know what you can achieve. But you have to understand, with all that achievement, it's nothing. The Mechas Yitzchak used to say, the Torah is so great, you can know so little and still be a Talmud Chochem. You know, you think you've known everything. It's nothing. Compared to what the Torah is, it's nothing. Like that person told the Tanya once asked the person to give a misser. So the person told the Tanya, Rebbe, I'll tell you this. What I know, you know as well. So, we're straight. What you don't know, I also don't know. Straight. The only difference is the things you know that I don't know. But that's stuck at the difference. But the many things that we both don't know is much, much more than the difference of what I don't know and you do know. So the difference is not so great. The Torah is rechuvim minyan. So is you have to learn beside it. And so what? And so what? Doesn't mean anything. But even so, the person has to know the Torah is chushev. The halucha is, if someone davened, and it Rosh Chodesh forgot to say Yalei VaYavoi, he has to daven again. So, hundreds of thousands of people have davened. So what? Did the Himmel will not survive without his davening? The world will fall apart if he won't daven? Yes. Maybe. Because that's davening. Before a person goes to daven, he has to say to himself, if I won't daven, there'll be something missing. Something missing in Himmel. I have to daven. It's after davening that you have to think. Does Heizge davened? That's how you daven. There's milfanayni and machrayni. They're both sort of things.
When a kohen gadol derosh came to Yom Kippur from the Beis Hamikdash, so they have a simcha. So it's nuchum davenin.
Das wäre ein Kapurif in Klal Yisroel. It's something completely different. So we're a Kapurif in Klal Yisroel. But a person has to know the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. No, I saw the Groyskeit of the Baal Shem. He was once sitting and thinking about himself. And he thought he is so lowly. He's such a nothing. That he came to such a bad way that the Yetzer Hara nearly had the Shlita on him. Because he felt so nothing. Until a Talmud came in and said, Rebbe, I hear the word Rebbe. He picked up. The Degel Machna Freim brings. Had he heard from a Zayde, the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, who said these words. You should know that now stands before you a person who hears Torah, loy mi pi Malach, loy mi pi Surov, elo mi pi HaKodesh Baruch Hu b'chvoydo b'atzmo. The Titan Cipher, Degel, Machna, Fraim, Einikel from Hashem. He said he hears Torah from the Rebbe himself. And even so, he's every second he's scared he shouldn't fall in Shaltachas. You have to have both. Rebbe Nagudel Mekalim, whom was lifting when he was 36 years old, and he made 84,000 Balchivas. 84,000 Balchivas, and he was 36 years old when he died. He writes in his Tzavua these words. There, first of all, he asks, as Mishnah should be learned for him for 2 years, not only the normal 1 year. Hagam shemishpit harashuim begehenim yid bais choydish. But who knows if I'll be zoicha to go in Gehenim the first year? There are different stages before the Gehenim. It's the last stage. And therefore he asks that Mizolere Mishnah is 2 years. And he wrote the following words. Choytaye shebechotim poshaye shebeposhim, the biggest sinner of all sinners, asher be'emis ayni yedaye im yesh bo oylam geriye memeni. Those are the words of Rabban Nagudel Mekalin and Itzavur. Asher be'emis, and if he writes be'emis, it's be'emis. He wasn't trying to be an unif. Be'emis, I don't know if there's a person in the world worse than me. Rabban Nagudel Mekalin. In the same Tavur he writes that on his matzaiva should be written the words Zuchu v'ziku es harabim. How do these two things go together? Bat bevat. This is what we're saying. You need both. You have to know what you've done. You have to know what you did. You have to know who you are. It goes together. We see by all gedolei Yisroel who had these. They could have won. They could be very strong and powerful in Torah. We all know the story of Ramosha Feinstein. That once a woman came to him crying that after the war, the husband didn't come back. And she got a hete agina. We all know, the man is not back. You don't know where he is. The frozen agina. You can't get married because you don't know if your husband is alive or not. And the husband didn't come back. And therefore, she had a hete agina. And she told Ramosha Feinstein the name of the roof who gave her a hete agina. And now, a couple of years after that, the man came back. The husband came back. I don't remember if she had any children with a new husband or not, but Haluchas Taita Mizei Mizei, it's a very, not a very nice thing. She's a nice ish. What should she do then? So Ramosha Feinstein says, repeat me the story once again. Tell me again exactly what happened. So she goes over it. After the war, the husband didn't come back, and she got a heter agina from this and this roof. And Ramosha Feinstein became agitated. And I said, now say the story over again. He was the most calmest person in the world, Ramosha Feinstein. He was so fine, his middas. And people in the room, what are you? It's enough, this woman is suffering. What do you want from her? She repeated it a third time, and Ramosha Feinstein got up and gave a knack on the table and said, now say it once again. And this woman burst out crying and said, the story is made up. After the war, the husband didn't come back. She was sure that he died in the war. She waited a couple of years. He hasn't come back. So she made up a name of a certain roof who wasn't living anymore, because if he was living, you'd have to go to the roof to find out the truth. She gave the name, and she said she had a heter again from this and this roof. The roof is now ready. The heter again got lost in transit, and the issues. And the whole story is made up. So they asked her, Moshe Feinstein, how did he know? Of course, if it would have been a Rebbe, a Chosid would never have asked such a question. How do you know? What do you mean, how do you know? Oh, but a Litvak doesn't understand this. So they asked him, how did he know? So he said, listen, this roof that she mentioned, I know him. I knew this roof. He was much greater than me, he said, in Torah and Yerushalayim. It's impossible that her roof should be matter and again I'll be Torah. And the husband should be here. There's no such thing. There's no such possibility. Can't be. Because if he's matal pi toire, it means the toire said she can marry. If the toire said she can marry, then she hasn't got a husband. Can't be. Therefore, I knew it's not true. That's koyach ha-toire. Rav Moshe Feinstein was once under a chippah, being ready to be Masada Kedishin. And a woman came up to him and said that this chusin, it's a mamzer. It's a mamzer. She knew. So Rav Moshe Feinstein said, "Na meinet at lifsel es atzmachu, ve'ein at na meines lifsel es binchu." And he went on. So someone said, "Okay, that's the aluche." But even the why didn't spill out. He didn't shake. He didn't even shake, his hand didn't shake, such a thing. In other words, first put out the becher and start going after it. No! There's a Torah Gdoshe, and that's what a Torah says. There was a certain halacha, sucked in for Rav Moshe Feinstein, that was made a big controversy in the world then, at that time. A groyser bekerem. Loads of groyser Talmidei Chachamim tried to persuade him he should change his mind. He says, listen. If I'll be proven al pi aluche that I'm wrong, I'll change my mind. Of course I will. But you have to prove me. If not, that's what the Torah says. He didn't budge. And he writes quite sharp things in this. And in one chiva to the Chelkes Yankiv, he writes, I peileli mashekusev al divra adme mesatme vedivri pi chuchum chayim. He writes in this chiva. Peleli, that writes on the Satmar Rosvetov, the Rabbi Chochum Chai. He stuck by, he knew Torah story. He could be a big unif, think nothing of himself, but when it comes to Torah, that's what the Torah says. That is the thing a person needs in Avodas Hashem. You have to know who you are, you have to know what you can achieve. I can't remember which of Torah is that the Rabbi Shloim, so one of the Torahs, Rabbi Shloim said to Yermi Anuvi or to Shai Anuvi, Al toime nare noichi.
It's the first one of the Shulchan
Aruch. Al toime, you shouldn't say nare noichi. Yabirichem used to say, how many gedoyle Yisrael have been lost to Klal Yisrael because they said nare noichi? Because me, no, not for me. It's not for me, and it stays as it stays nothing. Ibrichim was standing out once, not Ibrichim, the Alte from Slobodka, was standing in his room looking out of the window, basically wherever he was. And he says, ah, such a great groyser by Sachaim in the street. Massive by Sachaim. There's no by Sakuris there. So I said, well, what do you mean? He says, listen, can you see this person standing there? Can you see this person? I know. He had a potential to become Poisek Ador. Brilliant mind. But he thought, nah, me? Nah, from me is nothing. So dort nis bagrub ma poise kado. Other person went past. See this person? A warm-hearted person. Full of warmth for people. He could have been a mashkiach rochni in a yeshiva. Could have a thousand of talmidim. There is bagrub ma mashkiach rochni. In many people is bagrub greatness. And the reason why they didn't achieve their potential was because they said, Nare Neuchi, it's not for me, I'm nothing. What's my davening? What's my learning? It's nothing. A person has to know his greatness, has to know his abilities, he has to know what he is. The chashivas of every person is moiridik. Every Yiddish kind is more worth. Mechal Shabbos for a Yid. The nuzi should be Yisroel to be Mechal Shabbos for Chai Shua of a Yid. Yiddish is Ashua Yid leibt. More now of a Yiddish leib, what it means. Anything in the world. Like the Rav Avrum Kaliske, when he was already in Tverje, was an old Yid. He was very fed up of living. Enough. So he told once Rav Avrum Kaliske in the morning, he says, Rebbe, we like the sheaf and lame. Enough. You're 80 years old. I've had enough. He limps already on one. He doesn't see so well, doesn't hear so well. He's fed up. So he told him, the Altana. You know, it's worth living 80 years to put on tefillin once. Do you know what it means, living? The Maram Shik, when he was already very ill, a poor took father Ptira. He was lying in his bed. Terrible aches and pains all over. He was ill. He couldn't see anymore. Terrible pain. The people saw him cringing from pain. So one of the Talmidim was standing a bit far away. He said to himself or to his chaver, Efshe, we should be mispalil that the Rebbe should be ready. You see it, Rabbi Yochanan, the Talmidim were mispalil, the guy from the world, enough, so much you see it, so much. But the Maram Shik picked up the words. And with all his koiches, he sat up on his bed. And he said, look at me, what I'm going through now. And I tell you, it's worth living like this, like I'm living now, for 80 years, in order to be once in life to be say Shema Yisrael. Once in a lifetime to say Shema Yisrael. It's worth living 80 years with Yisirim. Do you know what the word with Yiddish tefillah means? Sosemis writes to Reinickel, where Reinickel was a bit depressed. He needed a bit of simcha. So Sosemis writes to him, you need simcha. Do you know what it means to live? Maluchim, there are maluchim who say shira every day. There are certain maluchim who say nakdumis, who say shira. Once a week, once a year, once a shmita, once a yovel, and there are certain maluchim who only say shira to the Rebbein Shlomo once in a lifetime. And their whole existence, they exist from saying shira once in a lifetime. That's their existence. And you are zoiche to daven to the Rebbein Shlomo 3 times a day, and you need aitzes for simcha. You still need aitzes for simcha. You're able to go into the Besmedrish and to daven to the Rebbein Shloim and to talk to him. The Chazanish writes in one of his briefs, Kedav Isha Rai, we have this chiyah to talk to the Rebbein Shloim. We don't say, hey, your majesty. We say, Burak Atu, Di. Kedav Isha Rai. And we need Isis for Simcha. If a person would realize what he is, the chiyah that he has, he's a Yid. It's well known as in Belz, Meshten Belz Aruf. There were no lighting then, that time. So before Ne'ile on Yom Kippur, the Goy used to come in and put on Lecht. Because it was already dark. The Lecht that were put on Banacht, Bekol Nidre, had already gone out long ago. And the Goy came in. So once the Rebbe said, before Ne'ile, Goy should come in the Beis Medrash, can't we arrange to put big candles? They should burn all Yom Kippur. I put in the Goy. He said, no. He wants the goy to come in before Ne'ile. The Rebbein Shlomo should see the difference between a goy and a yid. Let the goy come in and see the difference between a goy and a yid before Ne'ile. For the extra yid, you wouldn't exchange for the best the goy. But if a yid would only know, al toime nare noichi, if you'd only know what you care, know what you do. It's well known, halten grois, no, and if I know, it's well known that someone once asked the Brisker Roof, Rabban Kotler, how is it that the world knows of the greatness of the Chofetz Chaim in Tzidkis, Shir Shemayim? They don't know of his greatness in Torah. And sometimes you look in Mishneh Brirah, and in Bir Aluche, Moiridigen Lomdes and Bekias. But the world doesn't rate the Chofetz Chaim as one of the great Lomdim, the great Tzaddik. So the Brisker of answered, was heis? Retzoyerev Yase. He was mispalled that the world shouldn't know of his greatness in Torah. So someone asked, I don't know if he asked him himself or a Baal Kotlar, so why didn't he be mispalled that the world shouldn't know of his greatness in Tzidkis? Because he himself didn't know it. He wasn't mispalled. He didn't think of himself as a great tzaddik. There was time when he was in Wien, but you can see Agdoyle, and when people were following him wherever he went, were crowding around him. I said, what do people want from me? I'm a pushit yid who feared sich al pishel chanurach. That's all. A pushit yid who just goes according to the letter of the law. We shouldn't forget the first law, the first Sifa Shechanurich says, Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Subit. That's the first Sifa Shechanurich. He must, if he feeds the Chapi Shechanurich, it must be Shevisi Hashem. Not Mazaydus, but in Vlucha. Was in London he's speaking to. Or here as well, to Bucharim, the more Litvish Bucharim. So he said, what shall I tell you? See this? He'll say, we're not Chesidim. So I'll just learn a few Aluchas. And he started learning a couple of aluchas. The first aluch he learned was Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Sumet, his aluch. Then in Simet Tzadik Ches, Atrile Chasidim Roshoinim, Hoyebuim Kurim Lispashtis Agashmis, Beshasam Gedam. And then Simet Reishlam Adal of Kol Maseich Huyil Hashem Shemaim. And he explained this is aluchas. It's got nothing to do with Chasidis. We shouldn't forget what we meant to achieve. But the main thing is, a person has to know he can. Many Gedoyle Yisroel, Chazanish writes in a letter, many Gedoyle Yisroel didn't have great moiches. Many of them. That's what Chazanish writes. He told once, I've said it many times, that Shlomo Lawrence writes in a cipher, Shlomo Lawrence wanted to make the yeshiva for Eliyim, just for the elite. Nowadays, every yeshiva is only for the elite. You don't accept everyone. Avrum Pam used to say, Noch amazl as Avrum Avili wasn't born nowadays. He would be accepted. A pata terech? Who would accept him in any voice? He's got a father terech. And he wanted to make a yeshiva for Eliam only. Chazanish said, first of all, what does it mean? I don't know what it means. What do you mean Eliam? Everyone can be a Eli. And second, Gedoyle Yisroel grew up because they were Eliyim? No. So he said, when he was young in Vilna, there was a younger man, or a bucher, who came to him with questions. He didn't understand the Rashi. Well, you all know the Rashi, Parshas Vayayetzer, Artsu Sayer, Lahai, Kol Taive, Every Shetricha Lamed B'Tchiluso, Hitzela Akusim Hai B'Soy. Instead of a Lamed in the beginning of the word, you write a Hai at the end, it means two. Artsu to the land of Zion. So this person asked, but Artsu doesn't have a lamed. I don't quite understand how this person understood Pshat and Rashi to ask such a question, but we can understand that his moist brain wasn't very wide. It's a small brain, peanut, as you say, if you can ask such a question. And the Chazanish said, and today this person is one of the Gedoyle Yisroel. So we asked him who, he wants to know who he is. Didn't want to say. Years later, Rav Shlomo Lawrence asked him again. He said, he's already Shnifta geworden, I can't say his name. So he said, Chazanish, you have to be an Ili to be an Agudel be Yisroel? To be an Ili? The Maram Shik said once in his older years that when he was young, he was called a Shtroyene Kop. That's Zugmane. A Shtroyene Kop. Nothing went in. Nothing went into his brain. And we all know where the Maram Shik grew up. In the end of his years, when he was couldn't see anymore, he had Talmidim surrounding him. One was learning for the Rambam, the other one Shulchan Aruch, and the other one the Gemara, and he listened to everyone. And if someone missed a word, he straightened them out immediately. How do you go to this? You do what you can. You do what you have to. You do what you have to. The person, as many people don't realize what they can do. They can do much more. Someone said, Batstuki say, a person should give yoise mikvie choltoi. There's no such thing. You can't do yoise mikvie choltoi. What do you mean, yoise mikvie choltoi? means more than you think you can. Because a person can do much more than he believes he can, if he really wants to. As a bekannte Wort von Chaim Shmulevitz used to say, Yanki Vavini didn't sleep in Shem Ve'aiva, Yi Dalet Shunem. How? Okay, I said it's Nishka Kasha, because it meant he didn't go to sleep, he just fell asleep on the Gemara. But he says, literally, he didn't sleep. The Gemara says, Shviyesh Le'ishim Gimel Yomim, Malkanois of Yushin Alte. He says, yes, but a person is in a matzav of a skuna, he can do things that he can't normally do. You see, a person has to run away. He can run, he can shout, he can dance, he can spring. If your person has to, he's in the war. People survived on nothing for years. If you could, you really know, you can't, there's no other way. Yaakov Avinu knew, he's going to this Luvan Avi Avos Hateme. If he doesn't have in himself ungebacken mit Teure and Mitzvahs, he'll not survive it. So he could manage 14 years without sleeping. A person can do much more. Rabbi Yankele used to say, the sons of Ruf, once they worked out how much he slept, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till after Simchas Torah, which is nearly 2 months. And in this 2 months together, he slept for 30 hours. For many days he went without sleep. But all together, in the matter of 2 months, he slept for 30 hours. That means an average of a half an hour a day. Of course, we can't understand it. We don't know how. But the avoidance of Hashem was so great. He was so immersed in avoidance of Hashem. That's what he didn't realize. He didn't realize. Like they say, the Chassam after the Shia, in the morning, they used to bring him, the Shamash used to bring him something to eat. And then he started, he read all the letters that came to him, all the chivas. And this shamus knew that some soif, his head is not in the kichel that's given to him. So once he decided, he'll eat it up. And after some soif came, so back to himself, he says, where's my piece of cake? So the shamus says, Rebbe ate it already. Ate it already. Could be. But I certainly didn't make a brucha. I don't remember making a brucha. And if I didn't make a brucha, I didn't eat it. He didn't remember whether he ate it or not. But he remembered he didn't make a brucha. There's a different sort of people. Chazanish was sitting with a person and they brought him in breakfast. So he said, oh, that means I haven't eaten yet. So I'll eat. If he wouldn't have brought me in breakfast, I wouldn't have known if I've eaten or not. It didn't mean anything to them. This didn't mean anything. That's how you achieve. That's how you get to greatness. You just do what you have to do. You do what you have to do. Reb Chaim Brim, I'll end with this. That's Chazanish. Writes in a sefer, he was once learning with the Chazanish. And suddenly the Chazanish grasped, took an apple, and bit into it without making a brucha. And ate the apple without making a brucha. What a shock. So he asked the Chazanish. The Chazanish said, I hadn't eaten for some time. I didn't realize that I hadn't eaten. And suddenly I felt very weak. So I couldn't make a brucha. I didn't have the courage to make a brucha. To make stam a brucha? I can't make stam a brucha. You have to have zin. You say Hashem. You say the Hashem. You couldn't just say a brucha. I didn't have the courage. So it was a matzah for naskuna. I ate the apple. That's how I achieved greatness. Al kapunim, what we have to know is raya noichi. We have to know who we are, what we can achieve, and then we will achieve. Life is to help them. Can you mention the Lumak Siva, Sima Toive, and I get this year?
Just getting back to Bible, I knew where that Haftorah was. Just can give Bible. I can't get a poor book, I'm sorry, because I had the Haftorah myself. So I can make use of Gaiba, of course.
Thank you, Gosh.